Our next speaker is Naresh Pratap, who is the director of the Family Health Division, the Department of Health Services, the Ministry of Health Population in Kathmandu, Nepal. Welcome, certainly the speaker who has traveled the farthest on this panel. He's worked as a public health expert for the past 25 years in a variety of countries from South Africa, Uzbekistan, Sudan, Indonesia, in the area of TB control and immunization. And for the past 2 years, he's worked as a reproductive health manager, where he's been instrumental in scaling up medical abortion services in Nepal, and especially advocating for nurses as service providers.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for introducing me. I bring you warm greetings from Nepal. It's quite warm there, not like in Washington. Very unusual this time. I'll be talking about Nepal nurses in Nepal as providers. Historically, Nepal has had one of the highest mortalities, maternal mortalities in Southeast Asia. And in 2002, adjusted maternal mortality was 830. And in 2008, a study showed that maternal mortality has fallen down to 2.9 per 100,000 live births. And in the same study, it showed that an estimated 7% of the maternal mortality is due to unsafe abortions in 2008. This is the disclosure. Yes. In Nepal, abortion was illegal until 2002. And if anybody was found to have providers or clients, abortion services have been taken, it was considered as a homicide and they would be taken to prison. And in 2002, it was legalized. And it took us almost 40 years to legalize the abortion services in Nepal. And after it was legalized, we have a range of abortion services available in the public health facilities. We have medical abortion services, we have MBAs, we have second trimester services. And according to the law, what does it say? For any woman up to 12 weeks of pregnancy, abortion services can be provided. Up to 18 weeks of pregnancy, if the pregnancy is the result of rape or incest. At any time during the pregnancy, if the life, physical or mental health of the woman is at risk, or if the fetus is deformed. But for children, women under 16 years, a guardian has to give a consent, and a guardian can be any adult. In 1999, a post-abortion program was introduced, and nurses, midwives were providing post-abortion care services. And in 2002, after the legalization of abortion services, mid-level providers such as nurses were authorized to perform induced abortion up to 8 weeks gestations. And training of mid-level providers was to provide safe abortion services, improving the services, especially improving the accesses to the rural population, because in the rural population, nurses are the ones who provide services. Doctors are only in the major cities. And many studies have shown that mid-level providers can provide abortion care as safely and effectively as the physicians. And Family Health Division, the Ministry of Health, trained initial cohort of 96 nurses to provide first trimester comprehensive abortion services using manual vacuum aspiration. And to date, we have 225 nurses trained, but I'll be talking about this. 96 nurses were initially trained for this services. And the purpose of the study was to evaluate the successes and areas for improvement in nurse provision of CAC service based on data from the initial cohort of 96 nurses. And this information gained would be used to scale up the efforts and provide high quality comprehensive abortion services in Nepal. The methods were training mid-level providers were with the help of IPAS Nepal, National Training Health Center. We trained 96 nurses from 50 facilities on CAC services. All these nurses were brought from all the five regions, 75 districts from Nepal. And it was a 14-day training. And the selection criteria for the training was the nurse had to be registered with the nursing council. Minimum of one year of midwifery course in the basic nursing education, and she should have in-service training on IUD contraceptive devices or post-abortion care services, or she should have a SBA training. Training curriculum included theory in classroom settings, assessment of skills through role play, play and counseling, and supervised procedures with live patients. Once the nurses were certified and they used to go back, and after only 25 unsupervised cases, they used to get the certification. The methods used for the evaluation were, the instruments were interview with the nurses providers, observation checklist, facility assessment, and facility manager's interview, and data from the logbook. And out of the 96, only 92 participated in the evaluation, and descriptive statistics are reported. And all nurses achieved clinical competency. 86% were providing CAC services at follow-up, and of these, 62 had listed themselves as providers at follow-up, and they were providing services. And those 13 who were not providing services, the reasons for them was they were not assigned to a CAC unit; they were assigned to other in the hospital, to other places. And 31% had gone for further studies, bachelor's, master's, and 15% said that they are too busy with other activities, and 15% said that no clients requested services. Attitudes of the nurses. 99% of the nurses were very satisfied, and they said this: they were satisfied with the content of CAC training, and they said this is a very good training; it should continue. We are very happy with it, and they said they felt empowered because of this training. And nurses provider also felt supported by the managers, doctors in their facilities, and other nurses also supported them. And all the nurses said that the clients were very happy with them, because nurses are very good counselors. They listen to the patients, unlike the doctors, you know. And the utilization of the comprehensive abortion services is monthly caseload per nurse were 14 cases, and it ranges from 2 to 60. And in an average, a nurse report 14 clients per month to a doctor in the same facility if there was a doctor, or elsewhere where there was a referral was. Those greater than 8 weeks of gestation, they were referred to other sites, and it ranged from 1 to 70. And talking about the quality of comprehensive abortion services, nurses had a very 100% rapport building. Emotional service support was 95%, and pre-procedural counseling is 99%. And one of the mandatory procedures is to post-abortion contraceptives, and they were providing post-abortion contraceptives, and we also tried them to ensure that these women go with long-term contraceptives, not with condoms or pills only, because you all know that if you are given condoms and pills, you throw it outside and don't take it. And this quality assessment showed that in clinical assessment, nurses were a bit lacking, because the history taking was not to the at par. And in MVA procedures also, infection prevention was 6% lacking. Post-abortion care was very good. Post-procedure counseling was very good. And instrument processing was 98%. Results, 5,600 women received comprehensive abortion services from 42 facilities where nurses were providing services. And only 1.6 surgical abortion clients experienced complication. And that the breakdown is 17 women had bleeding requiring at least one pint of IV fluid or a blood transfusion. Two women had uterine or intrauterine injuries. 39 women had an incomplete abortion requiring a repeat procedure. Four women had an infection requiring hospitalization. And six women had a failed abortion. 1.2% of the medical abortion clients experienced complication. Eight women had bleeding requiring more than one pint of blood. And four women had an infection requiring antibiotics. Talking about the complication, it is accepted that under 2% of complication is acceptable. But you can see from our data, it's less than two. In medical abortion is 1.2, and in surgical is 1.6. And 99% of the CAC patients were discharged from the hospitals well. 97% of the facility managers agree that trained nurse providers have high quality CAC services after training. Nurses are very good comprehensive abortion service providers. 90% of the managers agree that nurses can provide first trimester services of the same quality as doctors, or even better. The primary benefits to the training of nurses is to maintain the continuity of the services, because nurses are not so frequently transferred, they don't want to move out of these facilities. And doctors are overburdened and they share the burden of the doctors. And once the nurses are trained for abortion services, it is a skill you have provided them, and they can even have their private practice. So the nurses are retained in the facility, and they provide the services to the community. And even the client preference is the nurses in 21%. And the limitation to the nurses as service providers is that they have a limited ability to manage the severe complications, and our policy does not allow them to perform on gestation over 8 weeks. And the results of this need for additional support, the nurses and the facility managers, facility supervision, 65% of the nurses said that they need facility supervision, and the facility manager, 74% of the facility managers said that they need facility supervision. Further training practice for the nurses, 35 said that they need more training, but the managers failed that. 92% of the managers said they need more training, and 61% of the nurses said that we need more CAC providers, but the managers said that this is talking about their respective facilities only. They said that we have enough in our facility. Train other staff for support, because nurses are alone providing the service. For them, as for support, 58% of the nurses said that if there are other people supporting them, that would be nice during the services are provided. But the managers said did not have that opinion. Improved quality of supply. Supplies are a bit erratic and irregular, but the nurses said 47 and the managers said 63%. And improved drug supply for medical abortion drugs is 35% and 65%. private counseling area, managers felt, 33% of the managers felt that they needed a private counseling area. And IEC activities to provide the, advertise the services, 57% of the nurses said that, but the managers did not agree with that because they said that we have enough cases and if we, if more people come to our facility, we'll be overworked and we won't be able to cope with the situation. Coming to the conclusion, in Nepal, trained nurses are providing high quality of comprehensive our services in 5 regions of Nepal. And these nurses who got the training were very satisfied with the training and confident and feel supported in providing the services. And even the managers were very happy with the nurses providing the services. And there was a need for additional support in form of facility supervision and training, because both the managers and the nurses requested that. Coming to the recommendations, it is quite difficult for us to ensure that all these trained nurses go to the SCAC sites, because for the government, I won't be using all the time. For the government, the priority is to post a nurse to a health facility, but the government, when posting, does not look into if it is a CAC facility or not a comprehensive abortion services facility. They transfer them without looking at the who is a CAC provider. And after the training, most of the nurses in our study also, they were not listed. Some of them were not listed as providers. And reduce the number of referrals below 8 weeks of gestation by raising awareness about CAC services available in the community, so that women can access services earlier in the pregnancy. But the difficult thing is, in a poor country where the anemia situation is very high, women have very irregular menstruation, and they only find out they are pregnant when it's already 16 weeks or 12 weeks at times. Because this is a problem there. And provide additional training on medical abortion, refresher trainings for those who have had manual vacuum aspirations. And I think supportive supervision and on-site coaching should be continued for these nurses. And improve the equipment and drug supply in health facilities. I think this is all. These are the references. And if there are any questions, please. Thank you very much. Yes, ma'am, please.
So of the 5,600 services, did you give a breakdown of who chooses medical versus surgical abortions?
These are basically, most of them are surgical abortions, because we started medical abortion only in 2009, introduced.
So most of those, right?
Yeah.
And how come 8 weeks? Why did you choose 8 weeks as the cutoff?
Well, that's the legal provision for the nurses.
Is there any effort to think about expanding that?
We are trying, but there are hardcore, medical doctors' communities that do not want them to. You understand.
I also, related to that, is medical abortion now approved up through 9 weeks?
9 weeks, 9 weeks.
So there's 1 week where persons can't provide it. Interesting. And also, in the clinical data, did you have any failed abortion or ongoing pregnancies in the medical abortion group, or was it just a small?
Yes, we had some. We had very, it was within the 2%, 1.2, it was there. Two cases, I guess. Yes, please.
How do you establish competency for those in the training? Like, was there a specific number of
Yes, this training is basically a competency-based training. And unless and until the nurses have this, though it's a 14 days training, we try to ensure that every nurse gets cases and they are confident when they go back to independently provide the services.
Is it a self-reported
competency
or is it a
specific number of cases? No, there's a supervisor who looks at it. And the number of cases can vary. It can be 2 to 3 in one, or it can go to 5, 7, 10 to others, you know. It depends. Yes, please. In the public settings, ultrasound is not available. But for those private practitioners, you know, ultrasound is a money-minting business. They use it before abortion and after abortion, they use it and charge regularly. For us, I think, for the public health settings, we do not use that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.